Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
Governor Deval Patrick is considering how the state can and should, what it can and should do to help some of those tens of thousands of children who have crossed over the U.S.-Mexico border in recent months. Here's what he said about that yesterday.
I think there's a humanitarian reason to try to find a solution, try to find a way to help. These are children coming from incredibly dangerous places.
The governor says he's considering a request from the Obama administration to shelter some of the children in Massachusetts while they await decisions on their status, perhaps as immigrants, perhaps as refugees. Joining us now to talk more about what we know and don't know about this is Boston Globe politics reporter Jim O'Sullivan. Hi, Jim, and thanks for being with us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And Jim, Governor Patrick is adamant that housing some of these children somewhere in the state is the right thing to do ethically. But there are a lot of questions about how this would work. So first of all, do we know how many children we're talking about?
We don't know how many children we're talking about on the border, and the state and the feds don't know at this point, or as of yesterday, how many children they might request Massachusetts take in. There's a lot of, I think, moving pieces. The feds are obviously reaching out to various states. Some states have said no. The governor positioned this as almost a moral obligation for us as a state to take some of these kids in.
The governor does say that the most immediate challenge would be to identify suitable locations. His administration has said maybe Camp Edwards is one place under consideration. Do we know what is suitable, or whether they'll be held in a certain place, or whether they'll be out and about in Massachusetts communities as they wait for an appearance before an immigration judge?
According to our reporting, what the feds have asked for are larger capacity places and facilities that can be secured. But the size, what does larger capacity mean? Would the feds accept a place if the state went to them and said, hey, we could put 500 kids in this location? Is that too small? Or is the situation so desperate that they're willing to go into smaller places like that and sort of disperse the kids a little more, distribute them more evenly throughout the state? I don't know.
And do we know whether these children would get schooling or whether they would simply be sort of sitting, waiting in some kind of detention-like facility?
Well, the administration's plan is at some point to process these kids and at this point to return them, most of them. So I'm not sure that whether there would be temporary schooling. I don't think they would be fit into the larger public schooling system, though.
Cost is obviously a big question here as well. Now, we know that Congress is debating an emergency funding request from the White House, and Governor Patrick says that the feds will cover the cost. What do we know about that? Would this be totally footed by the federal government?
According to the governor, yes. Now, the president's request for $3.7 billion in a supplemental budget, about half of that would be for HHS, the Health and Human Services, the federal department that's responsible or is going to be responsible for most of these children. But the governor yesterday was pretty adamant that the feds would pick up the whole tab.
Jim, you mentioned earlier that some states have refused. Are all states being asked to take in some of these children?
The governor wasn't clear on that. He said yesterday that most states are being asked. It's interesting. It's become a little bit of a political football in Washington, but it's become a little bit of a political football between the president and not just Republican governors, but Democratic governors. We saw yesterday the Democratic governor of Connecticut, Malloy, say no to accepting some of these kids. And Martin O'Malley, the Democratic governor of Maryland, who's considering a 2016 run, has gotten into a little bit of a political feud with the White House. The governor yesterday, obviously close friends with the president, sidestepped that and sought no. Didn't seek to sort of get into the type of spat that other governors have entered into.
The Connecticut governor you mentioned, Daniel Malloy, has said that the reason he's refused to accept the kids is because federal officials want them housed in a building he considers deteriorating, so he said no. But again, the Patrick administration, as we've said, is embracing the idea. And yesterday, as a reason for why he thinks we need to do this, he invoked a particularly dark chapter from U.S. history. Here's what he said.
My inclination is to remember what happened when a ship full of Jewish children tried to come to the United States in 1939, and the United States turned them away. And many of them went to their deaths in Nazi concentration camps.
Again, a Holocaust reference, very strong language there. Any reaction to that from any politicians you've spoken to?
Not that I've heard. It was a pretty powerful imagery. Obviously, people don't reach for that type of historical metaphor unless they really mean it or they're speaking foolishly, and it sounded yesterday like the governor really meant it. And that's what, he really does see it as a humanitarian act. He's gotten some pushback, not necessarily on the Holocaust parallel, but on the idea that we're going to bring these kids into the state. We don't know how many. We don't know what the cost is going to be. We don't know where they go. So at this point, there are a lot more uncertainties, not just from coming from the state level, but I think coming from the feds to the state.
Jim, there was an article in The Globe by your colleague Maria Sacchetti about a week ago saying that there has been an increase in the number of flights to Massachusetts from the southern border to deal with overflow from detention centers down south. I think as of last week, 7 of those flights have come to Massachusetts since April. Do you know, and I know you didn't write that story, but do you know if any of these flights have contained children?
I don't know.
Okay. Any reaction you've gotten from law enforcement in the state? I mean, any sense of how they feel about possibly having children here who've crossed illegally?
Well, the sense is not just from law enforcement, but from, you talk to a city official like Mayor Judith Flanagan in Lynn, who said, look, this is placing an undue strain on not just my resources, but my taxpayers. We don't have the school, we don't have the law enforcement, we don't have the infrastructure to deal with an influx, not just of people from outside, but of children, who tend to be higher cost, regardless of where they come from. So there's a great concern, I think, on the local level. What is this going to do to our financial infrastructure?
Jim O'Sullivan covers politics for the Boston Globe, and you can go to our website, radioboston.org, for a link to a story on the Patrick administration's announcement that Massachusetts may take in children who've recently crossed the U.S. southwest border illegally. Jim, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Stay with us. New research uncovers the power of music to shape the brain and a summer celebration to honor Dorchester's own queen of disco, Donna Summer. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.